As the global economic recovery takes hold from the COVID pandemic, big investors are becoming increasingly nervous that signs of rising inflation might see interest rates rise sooner than expected. While inflation's subdued in Australia, it's taking off in the United States, where trillions of dollars have been pumped into the economy during the pandemic. With more, I spoke earlier with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, just explain why rising inflation could have an impact here in Australia.
Well, good morning, Sabra. Australia's Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe has repeatedly said that the RBA's cash rate will stay close to zero until 2024, when inflation is expected to get back into the 2-3% target band. At the moment, it's well below that at just 1.1%. But as always, these commitments are hugely dependent on what happens in the United States, the world's biggest economy, where consumer inflation surged last month, running at 5%. Higher prices for used cars, air travel and accommodation as the US holiday season moves into top gear. But the question is whether this is what the US Federal Reserve likes to call transitory or a one-off situation. But global investors want to know if this is about the US economy on the way to overheating as it comes out of the pandemic. Now, the Fed's board meets this week, and economists and investors are hanging on every word for signals on how the Fed might plot a plan to pull back its massive economic stimulus, and whether they see inflation creating the need to gently tap interest rates gradually higher. Now, in recent weeks, even the mere suggestion that the Fed might be about to consider the possibility of maybe confronting inflation with a rate rise has created a lot of volatility on Wall Street.
So, what are the chances of an earlier than expected rate rise in the United States and perhaps here in Australia?
Well, Sabra, the Fed's chairman, Jerome Powell, has repeatedly talked down concerns about any early rate rise, repeating that signs of inflation are transitory in the US. The inflation target is a steady 2% over time. Here in Australia, though, the RBA's commitment to keep the cash rate at 0.1% until 2024 is being tested, with economists at the ANZ predicting the improving economy could see a rate rise a year ahead of schedule in 2023. Now, we'll be seeing the minutes from the RBA's June meeting later this morning, so we might get more details on how views are forming about the improving economy and whether factors like booming real estate prices might prompt further lending restrictions, though that 2024 commitment from the Reserve Bank on the cash rate is expected to be reaffirmed.
We'll also see the latest official employment figures out on Thursday. What will they tell us about Australia's recovery?
Sabra, forecasts are that the jobless rate will come in steady at 5.5% for May, with around 30,000 new jobs created. But there's always a chance of a surprise, as we saw last month, with some economists tipping the jobless rate could continue to fall to 5.4%. That's in line with the strategy outlined in the federal budget last month.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.